USA Radio News.
We will not tolerate attacks on the heroes who protect our streets and defend our communities. We will not allow it to happen.
President Trump speaking at the Safe Neighborhoods Conference in Kansas City. The president also discusses his pick for Attorney General Bill Barr.
There's no one more capable or more qualified for this role. He deserves overwhelming bipartisan support. I suspect he'll probably get it.
James Comey is on Capitol Hill meeting with members of the House of Representatives today. Comey is being asked mainly about questions about the early days of the Russia investigation and how he handled the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. The only way Comey said he would testify would be if the hearing transcripts would be made public. So expect to see those within the next 48 hours. Things on Wall Street not looking so hot today. The Dow is down over 400 points. The S&P and NASDAQ also down. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The government's November jobs report falls short of expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The figures from the Labor Department for November show the economy creating 155,000 jobs. That's below the 190,000 new jobs most economists were expecting. The department also says the unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, the average wage for American workers rising slightly again to this time $27.35 an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today marks the 77th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. On December 7, 1941, the Pearl Harbor Naval Base was devastated by a surprise attack of Japanese warplanes. President Franklin D. Roosevelt called December 7th
a date which will live in infamy.
The first National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day was 1994. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
PTSD is something that can be especially difficult for folks over the holidays. Now, Vanya Erickson's father suffered from PTSD, so she did a lot of research and studied and went to a lot of support groups. Now what she's done is came out with a new book titled Boot Language. In that book, she talks about PTSD and her experiences. She also has some tips for people suffering from PTSD over the holiday season.
I would say, first and foremost, to recognize that if you're suffering from PTSD, the key is to understand that there is no complete cure for past trauma. However, there are ways in which you can help soften the blow. It flies in the face of what our society tells us, that if you take this drug, see that psychiatrist, whatever it might be, that you'll be cured. And from the community of trauma sufferers that I work with, this just is not the case. Once you understand that, there's this great sense of relief that you're not nuts, that you're not wrong for not getting over something. And so whether it's a trauma of death of a child, you name it, you don't get over that. It becomes a part of you.
Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.